So just two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So the first ha'ara is, the Gemara mentioned the greatness of Rab Adda Bar Ahava. Interesting. That Rab Adda Bar Ahava was so great that there was a wall that Rab and Shmuel were afraid to walk underneath because they were concerned that at any moment this wall may collapse. 13 years, they took the long scenic route. One day, Vayihi Hayoyim, Rab Adda Bar Ahava came. Shmuel tells Rav, okay, we're walking to Beis Medrash, let's do it, we'll walk the way we always walk. So Rav says, no, today you don't have to worry. Because today Rav Adda Bar Ahava is here. And because Rav Adda Bar Ahava is here today, I'm comfortable walking underneath it. I'm not afraid that something is going to happen. The Gemara says that Rav Huna had wine that was inside a house, and he was afraid to walk into the house because he was afraid that any moment this house may give in. One day, Rav Adda Bar Ahava came to town, so Rav Huna came up with a whole strategy where he was able to get Rav Adda Bar Ahava to come into the house with him, and he was able to take out all the wine that he needed. As soon as he left, Nafal Beis, Rav Adda Bar Ahava wasn't happy. He was at Tzadik Gomer. But you see, the Rav Adda Bar Ahava was something very, very special. Rav Adda Bar Ahava was very, very miyuchad. In fact, the Gemara says, "My Hava Ufta the Rav Adda Bar Ahava." You see that Rav, Shmuel, Rav Huna, these are the greatest Amayram of all time. They had this incredible esteem for Rav Adda Bar Ahava. What was so great about Rav Adda Bar Ahava? And the Gemara says that, in fact, the Talmidim once asked Rav Adda Bar Ahava, "Bameh arachta yomim?" He gave them a whole list. So the Gemara says, okay, look at that list. You see some of the great things that Rav Adda Bar Ahava did. Incidentally, Tosfos speaks out that even though Rav Adda Bar Ahava is often mentioned in Shas, but Tosfos says, "Trei Rav Adda Bar Ahava Hava." There were really two different Rav Adda Bar Ahavas. If you look in the Seyda Adairis, the Seyda Adairis makes a cheshbon that there were really three Rav Adda Bar Ahavas. So when you see Rav Adda Bar Ahava in Shas, you can't just jump to the conclusion that, oh, this is the Rav Adda Bar Ahava that the Gemara talks about so poetically in Tainus Daf Chaf on the days, because the truth is, there was more than one Rav Adda Bar Ahava. But just one interesting ha'ara as it relates to the greatness of Rav Adda Bar Ahava, and that is, the Medrash in Parshas Chayesara discusses the pasuk that we talk a lot about. It says, "V'zorach Hashemesh uvo Hashemesh." And Chazal learned from here that "Ad sheloi shoka shimshoi shel tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazriach shimshoi shel tzadik chaver." Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a tzadik away from the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that there's going to be a replacement, that there's going to be another tzaddik that's going to be able to go into his place. The primary makar to this is a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and the Gemara goes through it. The Gemara says that Ad Shaloi Shaka Shimshoi Shal Eli Zarcha Shimshoi Shal Shmuel Haramasi. When Eli died, Shmuel Haramasi was born. The Gemara says, in fact, Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rebbe. Kishemes Rebbe, Noilad Rav Yehuda. Kishemes Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rav. Kishemes Rav, Noilad Rav Asher. So you see that these are the greatest tzaddikim ever. That the day that a tzaddik dies, Noilad, another tzaddik, is going to be born. The Medrash, in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, says, "V'zorach Hashemesh uva Hashemesh." And it gives examples. Yom Shemes Rabbi Akiva, the day that Rabbi Akiva died, Noilad Rebbe. Rebbe was born the day Rabbi Akiva died, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Beis. But the Gemara continues and says, "Yom Shemes Rabbeinu, the day that Rebbe died, Noilad Rav Adda Bar Ahava. Rav Adda Bar Ahava was born. The Karu Allah V'zorach Hashemesh Uva Hashemesh." So the Gemara says that Yom Shemes Rabbeinu was Noilad Rav Adda Bar Ahava. So you want to know how great Rav Adda Bar Ahava was? He was the V'zorach Hashemesh to the Uva Hashemesh of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We spoke out not so long ago that the Abarbanel in his Nachlas Avos, in his Akdamah Tispirish on Pirkei Avos, so he talks about how great Rabbeinu HaKadosh was. He gives a whole pespin on Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And one of the things he says was, you want to know how great Rabbeinu HaKadosh was? Chazal say that Yom Shemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was the replacement, so to speak, of Rabbi Akiva. So you can imagine how great he was, because how big do you have to be to fill the shoes of Rabbi Akiva? So if Yom Shemes Rabbi Akiva was Noilad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that tells you everything you need to know about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. In the same vein, Yom Shemes Rabbeinu HaKadosh Noilad Rav Adda Bar Ahava. This Gemara we just learned, Tainus Daf Chaf Amud Beis, is the rest of the story. But the Gemara talks about the greatness of Rav Adda Bar Ahava, but just one ha'ara, and that is the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin. This is also on Daf Ayin Beis, Amid Aleph. The Gemara discusses the Petira of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Petira of Rabbi. So the Petira of Rabbi is discussed in great length in Perek HaNoisei, Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel, Daf Kuf Dalet, but there's a little snippet here in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis. And the Gemara says, on the day that Rabbi died, he said, quote, Akra de Agma Ika Bava. There's a place called Akra de Agma, it's in Bavel. Adabarahava Yeshba. And there's a person there, his name is Adabarahava, Hayoim Yoishev Bechekoy Shal Avram. Today he's sitting Bechekoy Shal Avram. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Hayoim Yoishev Bechekoy Shal Avram? Zok de Hilger Rashi, Venir. The Hayoishev Bechekoy Shal Avram Avinu, Shenichnas Libris Mila. He was Nichnas Libris Mila. Today's the day the Rav Adabarahava was Nichnas Libris Mila. So I was thinking, at first glance, it sounds like the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis, doesn't really stem with the Medrash Rabbah that we just spoke at in Parshas Chayisara. Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Chayisara says, "Bezorach Hashemesh uva Hashemesh, yoim shemes Rabbeinu noilad Rav Ada Barahava." Here we have a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis, where the Gemara says that the day that Rebbe died, Rebbe said, Akra da akma igma ika bebabel, Ada Barahava Yeshba. There's someone there, his name is, he's not Rav Ada Barahava yet, he's Ada Barahava. Hayoim Yoshe Bechekah Shal Avram. Today he was Yoshe Bechekah Shal Avram. So which one was it? Was Rav Ada Barahava born on the day that Rebbe died? Or was Rav Ada Barahava gemalit on the Yoim Ptiras Shal Rebbe? Okay, so we're off by 8 days, right? It's pretty close, these two chazals, but it's not the same thing. Was it the Yoim Aleda or was it the Yoim Amila? So I was thinking, maybe this is a raya to what's Yodua from the Sefer Galya Masechta. The Galya Masechta was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin. And he said a hesped on his great Rebbe, Reb Chaim Volozhin. And in his hesped, he said that Reb Chaim Volozhin was born on Shavuos. And Reb Chaim Volozhin passed away on Yud Dalid Iyar. So he said that we know, Chazal say, es mispar yomecha amale, that a tzaddik is born and a tzaddik passes away on the same day. Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad on Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar on Zayin Adar. So when he was Maspid, his grace and Rebbe, Reb Chaim Volozhin, he said that Reb Chaim Volozhin was born on Shavuos. He was Niftar on Yudalit Sivan. So he says, L'chayr doesn't stem. It seems to be off. How did he have that Mispar Yamecha Amale? So he said that the Pshat is, because even though it's true that Chazal say that the Tzaddik dies on the day that he's born, but you want to know what the Yom HaLeda of the Tzaddik is, the Yom HaLeda is not the day that he's physically born, but rather the Yom HaLeda is the Yom HaMila. And he says, if you count 8 days, Reb Chaim Volozhin was born and he passed away on this. He says, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Noilad B'Zayin Adar, he was Niftar B'Zayin Adar. That's because Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad Maho. So because it was Noilad Maho, so therefore it was all one and the same. It was all on the same day. But he said, Reb Chaim Volozhin, he says, the Rebbe, he was Niftar, his Yartzeit, that's Mispa Yamecha Male, was when his as Mispa Yamecha Male was literally on, as Mispa Yamecha Male was on the Yoima, it was on the Yoima Mila, because the Yoima Mila, that's really what the Yoima Leda is. I saw a Dover Nifla in the Sefer Riptuni Betapuchen from Rav Shloima Arieli. So he says something beautiful. He says that we know that Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach. It's a Gemara, Saktis Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. But Pesach Noilad Yitzchak, even though there's a machlokes when the others were born, machlokes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, but Tishrei, but Nisan, but Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. Everybody holds that it was the Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. We also know that when Hashem told Avram that Yodoya Teda Kiger Yezaracha Be'eretz Loilahem Va'avodav Inu Oysam Arbet Me'ashana. What was the cheshbon? The cheshbon was 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. So he says, if that's the case, it's very matim that the Geula happened when on Pesach. Because that's when the 400 years started, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Cheshbon literally Me'es La'es, so like this was B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchak, and 400 years later, exactly to the day, that's when the Geula happened. But he says that Lefi, what Reb Chaim Volozhin has said, it could be we can understand it even a little bit on a deeper level. Because when Chazal say B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchak, the Sfarim say it means it was on the first day of Pesach. If it was the first day of Pesach, so he says, it comes out 8 days later, was the Bris Milah. If 8 days later was the Bris Milah, so Shvi Shal Pesach, that was really the last day of the 400 years. Yodoya Teda, Kiger Yerzarach, Beretz Leilahem, Vavon, Vinu, Oysam, Arbe Meishonah. When does it start? It starts the day that Yitzchak was born. If it starts the day that Yitzchak was born, it ends
the day before Yitzchak was born. So it's going to be the last day before the Leda. Now, the last day before the Leda, you'd say, is the day before Pesach. But really, Reb Chaim Voloshiner's Talmud was megalah to us that what's the Leda? The Frat of a Tzaddik, it's the Yom HaMila. The real Yom HaLeda is the Yom HaMila. The Yom HaLeda then would be the day after Pesach. If it's the day after Pesach, what's the last day of the 400 years? It's Shvi Yishal Pesach. What happened on Shvi Yishal Pesach? Kriyas Yamsuf. That was the Geula Shalema. The Geula started on the first day of Pesach, but it really ended Shvi Yishal Pesach. It was exactly 400 years to the second. That's what it was. Because the Cheshbon is, we're working with the Yom HaMila. So it's going to be the day before the Yom HaMila. He says, Miktus Ayon Kekulon. But it's going to be the day before the Yom HaMila. And if it's going to be the day before the Yom HaMila, that's how it's going to work out. But the bottom line is, there's a concept, there's an idea that it could be the Yom HaLeda is the Yom HaMila. So I call Yavoy Al Mekoyim Bashalim. It's beautiful. The Medrash Rabba that says, Yom Shemes Rabbeinu Noilad Rav Adar Barahava. The Koru all of Azarach Hashem Meshuvah Hashevesh. It sounds like the Yom HaLeda was the day the Rabbeinu HaKadosh passed away. And then we have the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, where Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, the Yom Ptirasei Hayom Yoshe Becheikah Shel Avram. Today, Adar Barahav is Yoshe Becheikah Shel Avram. It was the Yom HaMila. So which one was it? Was it the Yom HaLeda or was the Yom HaMila? Teretz says it was both. Because the Yom HaLeda and the Yom HaMila, they're really one and the same.